I look at this guy's resume, and all I see is happy, happy, happy. I mean, for me, like we talk about the soundtrack of your life.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Love American Style, which is where Happy Days started, the Paul Lynde Show, literally Vernon Shirley, the Love Boat, Fantasy Island. I mean, it just check every single box. And he's also a guy who's got a great cause, and we're going to start the interview with that. Anson Williams, the actor, best known as Potsy on Happy Days. Before we get to the fun stuff, let me ask you about this cause. How did you get behind, drowsy driving and what happens in the statistics? Because I think most people would be surprised at just how many people are impacted by this.
All right. Well, good morning. Yes, well, it actually started quite a few years ago. I was directing a show called Slap Maxwell, and it was a very hot day, exhausting day. And on the driving back, I fell asleep at the wheel. I blacked out. I woke up pretty instantly, but enough to cause some serious damage to myself and someone else. I lucked out, and nothing happened, but it scared the heck out of me. And a lot of people don't realize that my second cousin, who I've called Uncle ever since I was born, was Dr. Henry Heimlich, who created the Heimlich Maneuver. And in fact, together we got the Heimlich Maneuver on national television for the first time way back in the 70s on the Merv Griffin Show. And we were very, very close. And when I talked to Hank about it, Dr. Heimlich, he said, Anson, keep cut up lemons with you when you're going to have exhausting days. And he explained how the citric acid in the sour lemon hits the lingual nerve on top of your tongue, middle of the top of your tongue, and the automatic reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. You're instantly up, boom, awake, nothing in your system, the body waking the body. So I did that for years and never had the problem again. And during that time, aside from entertainment, I also went into the product business with a partner, and we developed numerous problem-solving products. And we were researching drowsy driving and didn't realize just how catastrophic it is. There are more deaths, more tragedies with drowsy driving than medicated driving and drunk driving combined. There are, in 2012, they did a detailed research study, and there were 168 million drowsy drivers. Now, now there are almost 200 million drowsy drivers a year. I'll say it again, almost 200 million. One out of five said they're falling asleep. And again, there are more deaths, more tragedies than drunk driving and medicated driving combined. My partner and I thought, why can't we make our own lemon? Why can't we make a spray drop with the right amount of citric acid, the right amount of sour lemon, the right amount of water, a bit of preservative for shelf life, and just have the spray drop and just spray it right on top of your tongue? We called Hank, Dr. Heimlich. He got very excited and said, absolutely do it. It's more powerful than a lemon. It'll be a direct hit on the nerve. You'll save more lives in the Heimlich Maneuver because more people are driving drowsy than choking. So together we developed Alert Drops, A-L-E-R-T, Alert Drops. And if people go to alertdrops.com, you can read all about it, save their lives, save their families' lives, make sure their friends come home safely. The product has already been honored by the U.S. Congress, by the California State Senate, by the City of L.A., on and on. But more importantly, it's helped so many people. And not only do we find it helps the drowsy driving, there's exhaustion in America. And it's become very helpful on film sets all over the world because there's so much exhaustion and accidents on film sets. Doctors are using it. Construction workers are using it. Anyone that needs to be alert. It's big in colleges because students are they're taking too much caffeine and too much of these horrible energy things to stay up all night to study. They end up going to the hospital. Alert Drop solves that problem. So I tell people, go to alertdrops.com. Absolutely have this. Save your life. And if you don't want to buy Alert Drops, that's fine. Have cut up lemons. But with all the craziness today, this is something we can control. This is something we can stop very easily. So if you just go to alertdrops.com, they can learn all about it. and stop a major tragedy before it happens.
We're talking to Anson Williams, who played Potsy. Walk me back to 1972, Love American Style, and an episode called Love and the Happy Days. Is it true you beat out John Travolta for this role?
That's so funny. Yeah, I saved his career. I did. You know, there were two pilots for Happy Days. People don't realize there were two. The first one, they aired on Love American Style. And that's the one that John auditioned for. He was in the National Company of Greece, but instead of playing Danny Zuko, he was playing Dewey, which is, you know, a little different kind of part. And so he actually auditioned for that first pilot, and I got it and saved his career, you know. So he was able to get Barbarino on Welcome Back, Carter Cotter, and then take off as a superstar.
Tell me about your castmates, the people that we think we know from watching them play characters on TV. What was it really like behind the scenes?
Well, it was quite a lucky, amazing experience. Gary Marshall, our mentor, the creator of the show, was instrumental in creating a family on the set. But not only on the set, off the set. We're still close today, 40 years later. But what really made us close was really not the show as much as softball. He put together a softball team with all of us, because most of us are all ex-jocks. And as a team, we would go all over the world playing USO teams, USO games against the Marines, Navy, you know, Air Force, Army, everywhere from Germany to Okinawa. We did charity games, pre-games at every major stadium in the country. This really made us close, because Gary felt if you're a team, you're going to have each other's back. So that really added a whole other level of friendship off the show. And some of the greatest memories that we had during that time.
All right. Tell me about Henry Winkler. Nick wanted to know that he's sort of the reputation as one of the nicest guys in show business. Does that hold up to your recollections of working with him, being friends for all these years?
Oh, yeah. And he's the kindest man, and so talented. He invented Fonzie. I mean, they wrote for him. He interpreted it and created it, and then they took it further. But Henry always has been the kindest, most giving guy. He was the number one star in the world and had time for everybody. An amazing, amazing human being. And he's given back so much to society and to kids all over the world.
That's good to hear. What was it like in the 70s? I mean, I'm so nostalgic for this. You know, you're on Happy Days. You're Potsy. You're one of the most famous people in the world. But then you got to do the Love Boat, right? You got to be Fantasy Island. You got to do all these different things. Entertainment seems so much simpler than, and even better.
Well, yeah, that was acting-wise, it was fun. A lot of times, you know, there were ABC shows, and basically, if you're on an ABC series, you're usually a guest star on Love American Style, Love Boat or Fantasy Island. I mean, it was kind of a rotating group, you know. But it was so much fun. My particular Fantasy Island, I guest starred with David Cassidy, which was really fun.
That is cool. Tell me about your directing career, because I don't think people realize just how much you've had an impact over, series like Beverly Hills 90210, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Voyager. You've been a very accomplished director over the years.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get behind the camera, because acting-wise, I mean, I had a bit of a gift for comedy, but I knew long-term, you know, that wasn't going to be the long-term career for me. But I loved getting behind the camera. I didn't find any limitations. So, I started by producing and writing and selling shows. And I was able to attach myself to two of the projects I created, One No Greater Gift, which we won the Humanities Award for writing, and the other was The Lone Star Kid, starring Jim Jill Jones. And after I did those two small films, I started getting hired. So I've been very lucky. Through the years, I've been able to direct over 300 hours of television. I mean, everything from L.A. Law to Hooperman to Sequest to the Star Trek to Hercules to Xena to Sabrina to I did the last 5 years of Secret Life of the American Teenager. So I've been very fortunate in being able to carve out a career behind the camera. But again, it was very, very much inspired by, well, Ron Howard, who we did projects together, but also Gary Marshall. And he opened up Paramount Studios for me, where I was able to shadow all these famous directors, Polanski, John Schlesinger, on and on, while they're making their movies. So it was not only was it great being on the Happy Days show, it was a college for behind the camera.
All right. How old were you in 1972 when that first skit from Love American Style took off? How old were you?
As young as I could get. I was 20. We were all a bit older. I was 23. Oh, no. With Love America, so I was 22.
22. So by the time Happy Days happens, you guys are in your mid-20s. Any idea that your career would last this long, that Richie would end up being one of the most famous directors in the world, or were you just kids having fun?
No, we were, we had fun, but all of us were very serious in having the opportunity to educate ourselves. Juan always wanted to be a director. In fact, when he was 12 years old, as a citizen, he entered the Kodak contest for best film edited in a camera, and he won. So he always had that ability to direct, always a serious, always educating himself. All of us took it very seriously. And again, Gary Marshall inspired us to wear many hats. So, we took the time seriously, and I think that's a reason why we're all still in the business. We worked hard, and we learned many areas of the entertainment business. And even today, I recommend young people, take advantage of a set and see where else you can sit, because it's very important to wear quite a few hats so you're not stuck and you have more opportunity in life.
Anson, we appreciate you being with us. AlertDrops.com is the website. Thank you very much, and that's cool. Imagine all of them. Think about like Henry Winkler's career. We know Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm.
If you've looked up Anson Williams' bio, he's directed.
He's in there.
I mean, 200 hours of television.
Yeah, he's a staple.
And then I go back to stuff that just makes me happy, like The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. I mean, this is like when you had like four channels, mm-hmm. and like you watched the whole show. And I love that the ABC network would just rotate these actors.
Yeah, I like that circuit they created. That's fun.
I mean, then he runs through, what's crazy is he runs through all of the, from Baywatch, I mean, like through all of the cultural phenomena of the decade.
Star Trek. Dude's a Star Trek director.
Yeah.
And not just a one-off.
Two series.
Yeah, he got a second series.